In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire. Smoke. Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Rodo Experts in the Morning. Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the king, Scott Engel, and Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. Are you chewing on something?
Yeah, chewing my gum while I'm drumming.
But you're air chewing.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've gone from air guitar to air chewing.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Oh, yeah! Week 4 has arrived! We are here. We are live. We are rocking and rolling. How you feeling this morning, Vantage Executive?
Feeling good this morning. You know what I'm saying? Week 4 is underway. Week 4 has started. So the Green Bay Packers get that kicked off last night. They took a beating in doing so. Obviously, that nasty hit to Davante Adams. Expect a suspension coming from Mr. Trevathan. But other than that, Fantasy Executive feeling good, ready to roll.
Mr. King! Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to see all you guys. With Mitch Trubisky, I think the Bears are at a pivotal crossroads. If he sticks with Glenn and John Fox, is going to hear more of the Jeff Fisher comparisons. Otherwise, Trubisky can add a real spark to that offense, I think. Be interesting to see if Kendall Wright gets a boost, if Zach Miller gets a boost.
Well, the one thing I take away, it's kind of, we all say Devonta Freeman is like, you know, Mr. Red Zone. He owns that property. Jordy Nelson is kind of the wide receiver version of that. In his last 20 games, he has 19 touchdowns.
Amazing.
13 of them have occurred inside the 10.
Yeah, and Jordy Nelson, he's clearly a nose for the goal line. Clearly, he could have had three on Thursday night as he just didn't get in the end zone. Just missed it on a very, very long catch and run. And, you know, Jordy Nelson, obviously a major nose for the goal line. When it comes to Davante Adams, the good news here with him is that everything that you're hearing out of the hospital, positive. Mike McCarthy had the comments after the game on Thursday night. It looks like he's avoided, you know, a major, major, major injury, thank God. So that's good. That's relatively good news on Davante Adams. When it comes to the running backs, Ty Montgomery has broken ribs. We'll see how fast those heal. Tony Romo was talking about that. He obviously has experience with broken ribs. Jamal Williams, who comes in after Ty Montgomery, he hurts his knee. So it could be the Aaron Jones show for a while in Green Bay. We'll all keep an eye on that. But Scotty, we may be inching ever so close to the Mitchell Trubisky era in Chicago.
Yeah, I think he can add some. He can jumpstart this offense with his with more mobility. He's also shown, at least in the preseason, an ability to elevate the pass catchers around him where Glennon hasn't been able to do that.
No, he has not. And be able to just move a little bit. I spoke about statuesque quarterbacks in the past. Mitchell Trubisky, certainly not one of those. He has an ability to move around the pocket and even buy some time and get this team off and running. When we come back, we'll take a game-by-game look at week 4 of the NFL season. Stick around. We'll tell you what we're watching for. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning, hanging with you. What is so funny?
I'll show you in the break. You just got to read the headline.
I guess we'll probably read that now during this on-air opportunity.
Yeah.
Headline.
Don't read it out loud.
I will not read that. Is that fake news or is that real news?
I don't know. This is the DailyMail.com, so there you go.
All right, there you go. We're going to go game by game. Before we do, I urge you to check out mybookie.ag, because as we go over every game, you may hear one that you like. You may find a bet. You're like, whoa, this is crazy. I got to get in on that. So go to mybookie.ag. And place your wager. You know who's going to win, so why don't you make a little bit of cash while doing so? You sign up right now, we will give you 100% cash bonus. How does that come from us? Well, that's because you're entering the promo code ROTOEXPERTS. Enter in ROTOEXPERTS. When you sign up, you get a 100% cash bonus. It's real, 100% cash bonus, whatever you put in, 100% cash bonus by using that promo code ROTOEXPERTS. They have live in-game betting. They have mobile, fantastic mobile service. You can do it while you're watching the game from your couch. You don't even need the laptop out on your lap. That's right. That's mybookie.ag. You know who's going to win, so go get paid. Mybookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid.
You also got Clemson and Virginia Tech tomorrow. If you want to bet on that, too.
Yeah, and from Blacksburg.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that should be good. We'll see how good Clemson is without Deshaun Watson tomorrow. All right, let's get into this game-by-game preview, Scott, shall we?
Yes.
Find out what the king is thinking. First, from London, Miami, Nolans from London. Is this going to be a high-scoring affair? Are they going to really go all out, or is it going to be one of those crappy London games?
I think for Miami, it could be a crappy London game. For the Saints, you know, there's a lot to like and a lot to roll out there. That Miami defense, you know, that's how it should look like. It looked against the Jets last week. And, you know, Drew Brees could be the top fantasy quarterback of this week. You love Michael Thomas. You know, Ted Ginn Jr. could get deep here and maybe catch a touchdown pass. Fleener could get in the end zone. You like Mark Ingram this week. I think Alvin Kamara is going to have his moment to get those linebackers. You know, from the Miami perspective, you can't trust Jay Cutler. If the Dolphins are going to do things right, they're going to use Jay Ajayi to control the clock. But Jarvis Landry is going to get a lot of catches in this game.
I don't know, man. You got to like both teams offensively. The thing is, it's the London twist. Does that kind of disrupt the...
I don't fool with the London thing. The London thing is very nervous to me. Excuse me. So, you know, obviously you got to get your guys out there. You start your studs, but I wouldn't lay a dime on this game. And I just don't, you know, those fringe-type players I would be careful with.
You talk about travel?
The Kobe Fleeners.
You talk about travel, et cetera. Look at Miami. They haven't even had their home opener yet. This is technically their home team. This is their home opener. They've gone from Los Angeles because of the hurricane and spent a week there to New Jersey. And, you know, they don't have the Dolphins' home opener. Their real home opener is not till week five.
Well, here's a question I'm going to lay out there. We saw in week three, we saw better play overall in the league. So now this is Miami's third game of the year. Does it get better for them? As Scott pointed out, they have, you know, between the hurricane, that was an unsettling event right there.
Yeah.
That game was canceled. They went to Jersey. First they went to Los Angeles, New Jersey. Now it's London. But it is the third game. Maybe there's better, you know.
Look, last week, you know, everybody was queuing up Cam Newton. You can't do the same thing with Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler had, we thought, a cake matchup. It's... Yeah, if you're thinking at all about putting Jay Cutler out there, just don't do it. Corey,
some people
and I
have Jay Cutler in the top.
Times.
Some people have Jay Cutler. I think the All In Kid has Jay Cutler as a QB1 this upcoming week. He's inside the top 10 for Jake Seeley this week. Jay Cutler. Listen, I am not the Jay Cutler. Yeah, Jay Cutler. Jake has Jay Cutler as quarterback 10. The matchup is great over Trevor Siemian, Marcus Mariota, Andy Dalton, Tyrod Taylor, Carson Wentz, Matthew Stafford, Jameis Winston, to name a few. So, listen, if you're one, listen, I just don't fool with Cutler. You feel what I'm saying? Sure. I don't fool with Cutler, period. But I see if you want to do it, you think you can pull it off, I don't have no problem with it. I'm just not going to go up that hill with you.
Right. He's not the kind of quarterback who can take advantage of a matchup.
Yeah, but the one thing I will say is Cutler is going to throw that rock consistently. And
yeah, we kept hearing that, though. But it's like, you know, what did he do against the Jets last week where he was supposed to, like, We heard about Cutler's whole career. I think Elvin Silva pointed out he's had one top 10 fantasy finishing quarterback
like
his
guy,
entire career.
I don't think you can just totally dismiss the matchup.
I think it's only about the matchup. I think there are guys that there are not 12 guys I can find that I don't like better than Cutler. I would definitely use Simeon over him easily, or Wentz.
Alrighty, that's the Dolphins and the Saints, of course, from London. Up next, Buffalo and Atlanta. Your number one survivor pick, Matt Modica.
Yes, my number one survivor. I just think this is a very bad matchup for the Bills. I think the Bills, you know, at home do play better. They're going on the road. I know there's no Beasley for the Falcons. The Falcons' defense does play better at home. I think this game could get out of hand pretty fast.
I know he's hoping that. But,
no, not even hoping. That's me just being...
I'm messing with you. Tyrod Taylor doesn't play as well on the road. The Falcons are vulnerable against the run, but LeSean McCoy is very banged up, so not a lot of things are trending in the right direction for this team. You know, on the other side, Devonta Freeman is just going to chew them up, and if you want to spend him up for RotoX, spend up on him on rotoexperts.com/DKMS, I got to say go for it.
Nothing.
On the Bills with Falcons?
Yes.
It's easy money right there. You feel what I'm saying?
Easy money.
Easy money right there. Atlanta. No, listen, now Matt Ryan does have a tougher match. Like, listen, the Buffalo Bills have been playing good defensively. Can that good defense translate to the road down there in the dome against the best offense in the NFL? I don't know now.
Look at
their
matchup so far. You know, it's like now they're facing Atlanta. You're right.
Yeah. This is a team that can score for real.
And last season, Matt Ryan shredded the McDermott defense the two times he faced them.
Yep. So there you go. Who did McDermott coach last year?
Carolina defense. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, next year we have Cincinnati and Cleveland. Battle of Ohio, Corey.
Oh, wow. Exciting. Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns. I think we can get some. I think this is a week that the Joe Mixon owners have been looking forward to. That you can start Joe Mixon comfortably this week. Isaiah Crowell, I'd get him back out there too. The passing game in Cleveland is intriguing. I'm not comfortable starting any of those wide receivers. I'm comfortable starting Duke Johnson. When you look, and you go back to the Bengals side of the football, it's really just Joe Mixon and Gio Bernard in the 12-team league and A.J. Green. That's really it.
Yeah, this looks like a great matchup for Andy Dalton on paper, which means he's going to throw a touchdown and three interceptions. But, this is a beautiful matchup for A.J. Green. The Browns have actually been pretty good against the run, and the Bengals' offensive line isn't too good. But, I think Mixon's going to have some more volume. We've already seen it trending in that direction. On the other side, that bum Isaiah Crowell, faces a pretty good run defense, I think, especially with Burfict back. And the Bengals are one of the best defensive streamers of the week. When you look at how many times like Kaiser could get sacked and turn the ball over.
Yeah, I went out and got the Bengals defense this week.
As did I.
And I don't just like them for this week. I like them going forward.
Yeah, there's good matchups coming up.
The Battle of Ohio, of course, takes place 1 o'clock. CBS, Los Angeles and Dallas, Corey, the Rams and the Cowboys. You said earlier this week, you kind of think we'll see a similar game script to last week, that maybe the Rams, start off a little firepower.
Yeah, they're a little firepower. They'll make it interesting early. But then Dallas has hit Zeke on them. This is a 125-plus yard game, 2-touchdown game for Ezekiel Elliott. Probably the top player in fantasy going into the week. I think Todd Gurley's volume will get there. You'll still be able to get that volume. We like to see out of Todd Gurley. Des Bryant, the Cowboys offense, get it back rolling with Dak Prescott. When you look at the Rams side of the football, going to be interesting to see what Cooper Kupp does this weekend. See if people are still on him. I'm a Sammy Watkins guy. Watkins in every lineup. Kupp in the 12-team league. In the 10-team league, Kupp is a bench player. In the 12-team league, he's a flex at best.
I think this could be a high-scoring game. I think Dak is going to have a terrific game here. Dez could be really good, too, obviously, with Elliott. You like him. Witten is a little bit of a tough matchup for him. On the other side, Gurley's going to get his volume. That's a defense they can definitely exploit, especially with Sean Lee having a hamstring injury and some other linebacker issues. So the Rams are going to stay in this game. There could be a lot of points on the board. And the Cowboys don't defend well in the slot, so that does bode well for Kupp.
So, Scott, would you be going to mybookie.ag and putting money on the over, the 48?
What's the over?
48.
I'm going to put money on the over.
Put money on the over-under there with Dallas and LA.
No, you're not.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, look at LA scored last week, you know?
No, I think he's saying that you actually just won't do it, is what Corey's saying to you.
If I was to, that's what I would put the over on.
Detroit and Minnesota. King, we'll start with you for this one.
Detroit, Minnesota, very tough matchup for Matthew Stafford this week, for Theo Riddick, etc. We could talk more about Minnesota when we come back.
When we come back, we'll instead be joined by Andy Carter from Fantasy Draft. Stick around. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning. Matt Modica, Scott the King Angle, and the Fantasy Executive here with you. And at this time, we'd like to bring in our guest, and that is Andy Carter of Fantasy Draft. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing very well. Thanks for joining us as we get ready for week number four. Remember, head on over to rotoexperts.com/DKMS. Score to the bottom. You can participate in a contest, which takes place over, obviously, at Fantasy Draft. And Andy, we wanted to talk to you about what's kind of going on in the daily fantasy industry right now, where all the players are playing, but they're starting to win less money over at the big sites because the rake has just gone up. Why?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, and I don't want to dig too deep into the competitors' take too big a shot at them. But basically, what we're looking at is a situation where there are increasing legal bills and regulations, and sites are always trying to find a way. At the end of the day, it is a business, so they're trying to find a way to maximize their revenues and kind of how that's taken shape over the last couple days is we've seen some rake go up in some certain spots. So one of the things that we're trying to do at Fantasy Draft is create a healthy ecosystem for the players, something that's been kind of part of the mission from day one. So that will not be happening with us in the near future.
Hey, Andy, how you doing? Corey Parson, the Fantasy Executive. How's everything?
Hey, Corey. Good.
Good. Great. Andy, let me ask you, as far as for Fantasy Draft, fairly new company in the business, in the space, how you guys been dealing with and handling with the regulations and stuff like that, especially being a fairly new company? We know that the war chest for the FanDuels and DraftKings is out there. How has Fantasy Draft been able to handle the new environment?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a challenge from, each state is unique. With regards to the different things that we need to get done to be compliant, but we've got a good team and we're in it for the long haul. So, we've done everything that we've needed to do for each of the states to be regulated and paying all the licensing fees and having all of our ducks in a row to be able to be functional in each of these states. So, for us, it's just a matter of continuing to spread the word of we're players first. We're looking to build a healthy ecosystem, like I said, which we'll talk about in a minute. I'm assuming about our lower the rake promotion, but it's once all the paperwork's been done, we're just trucking forward.
Andy, you guys do have a lower the rake promotion, and from the very beginning, your company has been more about appealing to more of the mainstream DFS player, but at the same time, you're taking yourself out of it and just looking at it from an objective perspective, people are complaining about the rake, especially like the high level players. But like you said, at the end of the day, it's a business. Why complain about the rake? Because maybe the alternative, if you're looking at things in very black and white, is, these companies got to stay in business. You got to have somewhere to play. So it is what it is.
Right. Yeah, for sure, and that's the challenge is, you know, at what point do players speak with their bankrolls and say enough is enough? And so, you kind of just hope that, you know, as a competitor to obviously DraftKings and FanDuel are huge in the space and the biggest two giants. So as a way to, you know, as a way to combat the fact that they have a vast majority of the market share, you try to do things to say, hey, you know, here's a benefit to you, the player, to come play with us. So that's kind of what we're doing with this lower the rake promotion. Basically, we are refunding any rake for new players today through this NFL Sunday's weekend using the promo code lower the rake over at Fantasy Draft. So just kind of a creative little idea that our team came up with in response to the latest moves in the other direction. So hopefully a lot of people take advantage of it.
Hey, Andy, I am a big free market guy. I believe in capitalism, so I kind of love what you guys are doing. You know, competition makes everyone better, whether in business, sports, you know, just anything you want to put it towards. So I get that. My question to you is, we touched on, like, the legal fees and stuff. Do you foresee the government getting further involved? And the other question I'll ask is, are you guys developing, say, like, trying to get ahead of the curve, maybe like a new twist to certain games?
Yeah, so it's definitely, man, you guys are coming with the heavy-hitting questions bright and early today. Yeah, as far as the government getting involved further, you know, I mean, I don't know that I can really comment right now. I'm not sure how deep it's going to go, but, obviously the consumer needs to be protected. And sites, you know, our player funds are segregated, which is the biggest thing, you know, giving the customer the confidence that they are safe playing on your site. And, you know, we saw a couple companies have issues with that. And actually, I'm sure you guys are aware of the Fantasy Aces situation where we kind of came in and saved a bunch of their players by refunding their bankrolls through a bankruptcy process. But what was the second part of your question?
My second part of my question was, do you foresee, like, a changing of certain games to be, like, say, ahead of the curve to give people more options or something?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously DK rolled out their Pick'em game. I think it's definitely a unique type of game. Right now, we're still focused, you know, to be honest with you, we're still focused on our daily game with the salary cap. But by all means, you know, we have had discussions about, you know, what the future of DFS is going to look like. How can you, of course, you always got to keep in mind, you know, how can we make this as easy as possible for the customer and allow them to have a good time and a good experience and, you know, enjoy what they're doing. So whether that be, you know, a lot of it's going to depend on the future of sports betting in the United States as well, you know, so. You know, what is allowable and what isn't, because obviously you have to remain compliant with on that side. But I think within your question, you bring up a great point that the future may not be strict salary cap games. It could involve a lot more in-game engagement. So that's something that we'll need to keep an eye out for and keep an ear to the ground on that one.
Andy Carter, Fantasy Draft, on with us today here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. And Andy, I know we have kind of partnered up together promoting this rotoexperts.com/DKMS free roll game over at Fantasy Draft. So I do want to give a couple minutes to plug that and what a great cause is. And I'm glad that we're able to team up together in this and trying to promote this. And we're trying to give someone a chance to go to the Super Bowl, Andy.
Yeah, you guys are doing a great thing. And we, of course, are thrilled to partner on this. For all the listeners out there, you know, these guys are running a promotion where I'm sure you've heard about it, but basically playing a free contest on Fantasy Draft, and you can find it right in the middle of our lobby. It is titled, let me pull it up here, Fantasy Sponsored by DKMS Super Bowl Tickets Qualifier. So basically once a week there will be a free roll, and the winner will be pumped into a contest for 17 for a chance to win 2 Super Bowl tickets, you know, supporting a great cause, you know, the fight against blood cancer. So we of course, are very, very pleased to partner with you guys on this and try to bring some awareness to help change some people's lives.
Andy, how you doing again, Corey Parson? Let me ask you about the the Carolina Million looks like a real fun event. What you guys going on with the Carolina Million? The qualifiers, when do they start? You know, and what's like the process? And nice job picking Charlotte, a nice city.
Yeah, appreciate it. Well, we're actually based in Lake Norman.
Okay.
So if you're familiar, we're about 20 minutes north of the city. So that was a no-brainer for us. So it's just, you know, it's our first. We did do a PGA live final at the PGA Championship. It was a very small event, but we look to make it a little bit bigger this year and really show people that, hey, you know, we're going to try to offer everything that all the big guys are offering. So we had a convenient spot here in Charlotte. So our Carolina Million contest, basically, we've been running qualifiers since week one. Each week we're awarding a ticket into a $1 million contest that will have 12 finalists in Charlotte week 14. We will be this will take place live from the private luxury box at Bank of America Stadium for the game against the Vikings. Hopefully I don't get in trouble for saying that because I believe they're sponsored by somebody else. But second half of the games, we got a private venue, to watch the 4 o'clock games. First place is going to take home $200K. Very flat payout structure, you know, 200, 175, 150, 125. So, you know, you don't have to hit first place if you make it. We're running cross-sport qualifiers in MLB, soon to be NBA, PGA, where, you know, for as little as $1, $5, $8 into these qualifiers that, you know, run for 100, 200, 400. This week is $444, 240 people. So, you know, that's not every casual player out there, but we are giving, you know, chances to satellite into those. We've got an $8 qualifier running every day for baseball into football. So, you know, trip out here to Charlotte, stay in the Ritz, have a great time, play for a lot of money. We're excited about it, and hopefully a lot of players are taking note that we're taking steps in that direction to really give them, you know, what they want. We've had a lot of feedback, you know, loving the payout structure and really loving the fact that we are offering live finals. So head over there and get some entries in there.
Eddie Gardner, FantasyDraft.com. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. Talk about low rate, the rate promotion, of course, the Carolina Million. And for us, RotoExperts.com/DKMS, our free roll with the guys at Fantasy Draft. You have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. But you also have a chance, of course, to save lives with donating blood cancer, donating for bone marrow and hopes and attempts to help people with blood cancer. That's RotoExperts.com/DKMS. When we get back, for the first time in a few weeks, Michael Florio rejoins the program. We close the computer, and we try to crown a new champion. Can Scott become the defending his crown for the third week in a row? Find out next. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning, and listen, we can all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. We've lost the executive. We've lost the executive. He has walked out in protest of what he calls a culturally biased game. And this is not a joke. He has walked out on us, and he will not be participating.
How is Mike Florio lying culturally biased? They didn't have math classes in his neighborhood? The guy's a college graduate. I say we change the game to his Corey Parson quitting.
Well, the answer is yes, he did.
Is Corey Parson crying?
Well, that's not the game, and you tried to change the name of the game multiple times.
But it is what it is now.
I don't think it's stuck at all. So with that, we'll bring in the host of Is Mike Lying, Michael Florio. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, guys. Nah, I support Scotty, man. He doesn't walk out. He's here. He's ready to play. Let him call it what he wants.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And this is big coming from Mike, because Mike idolizes Corey Parson. He tries to be Corey Parson, you know.
Does he?
Why you hate Mike Florio?
What? That's why I mess with him.
I don't think I do, but...
You do. You're like, Corey, you're so funny. But, you know, he walked out on your game, Mike.
I know. That's soft.
S-A-W-F-T?
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Scott, you are the two-time defending champion at the moment. You won three of the last 4 weeks on this program. You're going for three in a row. When would you like to go?
But it's going to be tough because you're back in
I'm back in the mix.
Yeah. And I'm out of rehab, so it's all good.
Matt's out of rehab.
We'll send him back.
Florio's back on the show as well, so the questions are all different. It's a brand new game.
I'm gonna let Modica go first.
All right, Matty Modica goes first. I like it, too.
Yeah. I feel strong this week.
You feel strong this week. This is not good for any of us. All right, hit the music. Let's play. Is
Corey
Mike
Parson
lying?
Quitting?
All right.
So all these questions do not count last night's game. They're before last night's game started.
Yep.
It was just a preference set.
No problem.
Leonard Fournette led all running backs in touches inside the 10-yard line.
False.
True.
False.
It is false. Two running backs have more.
Matt.
Todd Gurley.
He is one of them.
Todd Gurley is one. Extra point for Matt. Scotty.
Jordan Howard.
No.
Mike Gillisley.
No.
Ty Montgomery.
Yep.
Nope.
Ooh.
That's my other one.
That was what I thought it was.
I thought it was two.
Let's say Ezekiel Elliott.
No.
Devontae Freeman.
Nope.
Ooh.
Carlos Hyde.
Oh! Both Thursday night.
We didn't think of him because he only has one touchdown, though.
He has two touchdowns and one game.
Okay. Yeah.
But there you go. Mike. Mike Florio, 2 points goes to Matt Modica, one for me, zero for the King.
Corey has as many as me. How is it biased?
Question number two, please.
Outside of Kareem Hunt, DeMarco Murray leads all running backs with at least 15 carries in yards per carry.
You say that again?
I think
outside of Kareem Hunt, DeMarco Murray leads the NFL in yards per carry. That's all you need to know.
Minimum 15.
Minimum 15 carries, yeah.
Yeah.
False.
True.
I'll say false.
It is false. Mm. Only two running backs have more, though.
I think I know one.
Damn it. Stab back.
Okay. Outside of Kareem Hunt, we're saying, right?
Outside of Kareem Hunt. That's right.
Yeah. Kareem Hunt just is head and shoulders above everyone.
Yeah.
I'm drawing a blank on this one.
You gonna pass?
No, I'm not gonna pass though. LeSean McCoy.
No.
All right, it is not LeSean McCoy. Oh man. I will go with. Oh, I hate that Matt knows it. He can just see this monster smile on his face. Devontae Freeman.
No.
I got two guys. I don't know which one to go with first here. I will go Carlos Hyde.
I thought about that too.
Nope.
Should have won the other guy then.
All right, that was good.
We got one more guy.
Hopefully, someone takes it from you.
Yeah, I'm hoping you don't.
Dalvin Cook.
That was the guy. That was the other one. I was going him first.
Nope.
Both of them were wrong. There you go.
Scott, way to take one for the team.
Take one for Matt. I don't really need to see. let's see. I will go with Tariq Cohen.
Good guess.
Point for Greg.
Yeah! Got that point back.
That was very good. Very well done there.
If you guys get this next one, I will be impressed.
Okay. I love when he says that.
If you get this next one,
I will be impressed.
Better not be Uber facts then.
Rob Kelly.
No.
Yeah,
Florio?
Florio played mind games with me there.
Oh, I didn't know if Scott had another guess. It is Alex Collins.
Alex Collins, what? Former Seahawk right there. What are the scores here? I think I'm down one from that.
Matt 3, Greg 2, Scott 1.
As we head to question number 3.
Corey 0.
Sammy Watkins leads all wide receivers in catch percent with a minimum of 10 targets.
True.
True.
False.
It's true.
It is true.
Thanks for playing last week,
Scott. Yes, 13 out of 14.
I asked this question last week on the show.
I got it wrong last week, too.
I didn't know.
Question number four, Florio.
According to UberFacts, slimmer guys last longer in bed than men with larger bellies.
Wait, what?
Slimmer guys last longer in bed than guys with big bellies.
This is for me?
This is for you.
I'm going to go false.
You say the fat guys have it, huh? All right.
As a guy with a big belly, I will say this question is culturally biased, and I'm going to say false.
Sure, false.
It is false, apparently.
We all got it right. We all got it right. Go fat, guys. Question number five, please, Michael.
Calling me fat?
Outside
you
of
called yourself fat.
Antonio Brown. Outside of Antonio Brown, Stephon Diggs leads all receivers in receiving yards.
Sure, Scotty.
False.
So Antonio Brown leads all wide receiver in receiving yards. True.
True.
This is false. One player has more.
Wow. What's that just happened? Scott, it's yours.
Brandon Cooks.
No.
Who's more receiving yards than Stephon Diggs? In between Stephon Diggs and Antonio Brown. I will go with... This is just not right at all. Adam Thielen.
Greg, you have more conviction than your guesses. That is correct.
All right!
Wow.
All right.
You're on fire.
There it was. Okay, cool. Nice. That was a big point for
me. I didn't think anyone was going to guess Adam Thielen.
Hey, there you go. I'm on my game. I'm on my game. Because it was preparing for these questions. I looked at every leaderboard over the last 2 weeks. So my head's in the game right now. All right, cool.
What's
so
the score?
What are the scores?
5 for both Greg and Matt and 3 for Scotty.
5-5-3 as we head to question number 6, please.
Taking out Larry Fitzgerald and Des Bryant, the obvious two, Sterling Shepard has the most red zone targets.
False.
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 This is true.
Wow. Wow.
He's
okay.
More than Jordy Nelson.
We didn't include that. Don't remember.
Well,
not
last night
last
doesn't
night.
Count.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. All right. No points awarded. Question number 7 is Matt Bodica's.
Jesse James leads all tight ends in red zone targets.
True.
True.
What?
Jesse James leads all tight ends in red zone targets.
False.
And you can say false because I'm invincible.
Greg takes the lead. Two players have more.
I've lost
tight
many,
end.
I've lost
Virgil Green is
point.
Not one of them.
Not yet.
Never.
It's Matt here.
I thought that was
two
true.
Tight ends have more red zone targets. Charles Clay. That was my second guess, though.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
There's one.
Kobe Fleener.
That was my other guess.
No, he's actually tied with Jesse James.
Whew, survived that one. I'll go with Zach Ertz.
No.
It's not him. Jimmy Graham.
No.
That could have been right.
I know he's dropped some.
Yeah, for sure.
David Njoku.
No.
Cameron Brate.
No.
What is the answer then, Michael?
You guys are all going to kick yourself. It's Rob Gronkowski.
I am, in fact, going to kick myself. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll pause. We'll come back. We'll play the last two questions. Mike, what is the score going into the final round here?
We had three questions left.
Yeah.
The score is Six for Greg and six for Matt, three for Scotty.
6-6-3 with three questions to play. Why are you waving at yourself?
Because I'm going goodbye.
You're going goodbye? You're the defending champion. There are three questions left, Scott.
There's plenty of opportunity left.
Scott. I'm going to quit.
So you're a quitter? Is that what you're saying?
This game is culturally biased.
All right.
Florio's Italian and I'm not.
He's right. Also Irish, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. Our final break of the week here on the Roto Experts. In the morning when we come back, Jake Seeley will listen in to the final three questions of Is Mike Lyon. We'll be back right after this.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Final couple minutes. Three questions to go on Is Mike Lyon. Jake Seeley, who you got?
Matt.
Damn it. All right.
Jake likes me, right?
He picks Matt.
Jake likes me better than anybody.
You killed Jake on Wednesday.
I love Jake now. He sent me an autographed poster of the Hall of, from the Hall of Fame induction, autographed by Kenny Easley. I will never say anything bad about Jake again.
All right. Well,
yeah. You've said plenty bad since I've been here, so hopefully not.
All right. Question number 8. You are down 3 to both myself and Matt Scott. Here we go. It's question number 8, please.
According to Uber Facts, Coolio once tried to stage dive, but instead was beaten up and had his shoe stolen.
True.
Oh, yeah, that sounds true.
Yeah, I'll go true. That does sound so ridiculous.
As sad as this is true.
Yeah.
Uber facts are always true.
They were false about 4 questions ago.
The last one was
question
98% of
question
the time.
Number 9, please, Michael.
Adam Thielen leads all wide receivers in yards per target.
Thielen, all wide receivers. False.
I'm going to go false as well.
I got to go true.
It is false. 3 wide receivers have more.
Stephon Diggs.
I am first. Thank you very much. I'll let you have Stephon Diggs. You said it. I'm going to say Alshon Jeffrey.
That's a good one.
Incorrect.
Now, this is wide receivers, though, right? Or is it receiving options? Okay, I'm going to stay with Stephon Diggs, though. I did say that. I did pull a Scott and jumped again.
It is not Stephon Diggs.
Okay. How could that be?
You were wrong.
Tyreek Hill.
That's good.
No, not a bad guess, though.
All right, yards per target. I will go with Pierre Garçon.
Wrong.
Manuel Sanders?
No.
Brandon Cooks.
Number 1.
There you go, Ding. Scott. Nice job. Nice
Ding.
Job. We have another 2, Flora.
The other 2, Sammy Watkins, and believe it or not, Jordan Matthews.
Wow. Okay, yeah, I got Jordan. All right, we head into the final question. Matt and I are tied. Scott is 3 points back.
Wasn't it 2? We got the,
but he got the question wrong.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Here we go. Question number 10 to crown a new champion, potentially.
I've been terrible in this.
Here we go. Mike Florio.
Antonio Brown leads all wide receivers in targets.
That is false.
True.
It's false.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yes, we know that.
Was it your turn?
Thank you for letting me go first.
It is his turn. Are there any? Hold on. Are there any other?
DeAndre Hopkins.
Are there any other people above Antonio Brown?
No.
which means you're a winner. Unbelievably, I asked this question last week.
Matter rehab.
We talked about it all day on the show. I cannot believe that is what you wrote with the last question.
The guys in the white coats come back and take him to rehab.
I cannot believe that was your final question.
That is the exact, that was for you.
That is ridiculous, Florio.
I take a knee now.
Why?
Because that was an obvious answer. Everybody knows DeAndre Hopkins leads the league in targets.
And receptions.
I cannot believe this.
But
my bad.
James culturally biased.
Florio, what was question 11? Just for fun.
Alex Smith has the highest completion percentage in the league.
Well, this is a good question now.
That is a good question.
But it doesn't matter. Does Alex Smith lead the completion percentage? Yeah, I'll say true.
I'll say false.
All right, here we go. What is it?
It is true.
Unbelievable.
Well, I just wanted to get you there.
Unbelievable. The winner, a new champion. It's Walshie, Matt Modica. You'll hear Florio coming up on the Fantasy Football Best Friends Forever. Coming up next, Matt
Welcome
Modica,
back, Florio.
Jake Seeley, and the Fantasy Executive cuts off his protest short to host the Fantasy Football Frenzy. Have a fantastic week 4. We will see you back here Monday morning for another edition of the Roto-X. It's the morning. Goodbye, everybody.